Hunters, and it shows how the guitar, bass, and rhythm can work together to create something that feels funky and rock oriented. And then we move to Afro funk and also R&B as well, which is and pop, which funk has a long relationship with the music itself. And the music across R&B and also the pop world have taken ideas from American funk and combined them with their own rhythm and musical traditions. Cherie's Hall of Fame gives us a more contemporary example of how funk can continue to appear within its modern music. And all these examples show that funk isn't one sound. It's more like a musical language that can be adapted to different cultures, instruments, and genres. And before we can continue further, here is a quick public service announcement.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
All right, now we're going to go to our third set of songs for this episode. We have for you Supernature, the instrumental climax edit by Cerrone from the album Supernature. We'll be right back. You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM, Burnaby and Nidra's Heard Supernature by Cerrone. Up next we have here is going to be Got the Love by Mofak, featuring Pamela O'Neill.
Oh, I like the way you feel. That magic touch. Cause you got the love, baby.
This is CGSF 91.FM Burnaby, and you just heard Got the Love by Mofak featuring Pamela O'Neill. Up next is Gecko by Arlo Parks.
The new management in conjunction with Oneness Enterprise proudly presents the UK Boiler Clash every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I'm moving on the strobes on the floor. Maria's standing.
it's gonna be a...
You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Gecko by Arlo Parks. So this party episode shows now that funk moves into the dance music and electronic production of things. So what we first heard was disco, which took a lot of the ideas from funk, especially with its bass lines, its repetition, and its danceable rhythms. Cerrone becomes one of the important figures in the development of disco, and Supernature shows that funk can be expanded into a much more electronic and club-oriented sound. Then after that, we heard G-Funk, which, if you guys don't know, is about later developing through the connection between funk and hip-hop. Producers began sampling and reworking older funk sounds, especially bass lines and melodies, and turning them into foundations of new hip-hop productions. And then after that, we heard Mo Fox Got the Love, featuring Pamela O'Neill, which carries some of the West Coast-inspired funk sound into a more modern production. Arlo Parks takes things in another direction with Gecko here. Funk influences also become part of the contemporary electronic and alternative sound that's being presented, not as traditional funk, but more as something else that could be bridging other genres together. And this another example is how funk keeps adapting, and the original sounds don't disappear because they get sampled, they get reinterpreted, and they turn into something completely new, which I find extremely interesting. So before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
All right, now we're going to close off today's show with our final set of songs here. Well, the first one we have for you right now is What Are You Saying by Aquaculture, which is from the album 1783.
Shoulders take far too many things.
It's all I have to offer. My mama raising me. My arms are wide open. Come in. Come in. Come in. Come in. What are you? What are you?
What are you?
Say.
Say.
What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
Say.
We avoid who we are.
We avoid who we are.
This is CGSF 91.FM Burnaby, and you just heard, got the, What Are You Saying by Aquaculture. My bad, I just got the script wrong. Up next, we have Right Hand Man by Katie Tupper.
I'm becoming your first hand right man centerpiece. You're leaning on me for deep down in a piece. I'm slipping away. The pressure's making me bleed. Crawling on new world made of these. Pushing the last stitch. No love trying to keep. I'm slipping away. The pressure's making me bleed. Then threw it in the garbage. Said I was a handful, made me a other limb. Said my breath, cause there's no point in talking. I'm a thought inside your head. On my words, leave you so disappointed. Without a warning, I'm becoming your first environment centerpiece. You're leaning on me for deep down in a piece. I'm slipping. We'll be right back.
Listening to CGSF 91.5 FM Burnaby, and that was Right Hand Man by Katie Tupper, closing out today's show. So throughout this episode, we've followed funk through its early connections to soul and R&B, through P-funk, jazz funk, rock, disco, G-funk, when we had just played hip-hop, and we're going to have next contemporary experimental music for you. So what's interesting is that the sound of funk has changed a lot over time, and the importance of rhythm and groove has stayed there still. Funk has been sampled by hip-hop producers, which you've heard here, and have been transformed by electronic musicians and combined with jazz and rock, and has adapted by artists from different cultures and generations. And even when the music doesn't sound like traditional funk anymore, you can still hear some of those ideas underneath it. The bass, the rhythm, the repetition, and the feeling of the movement are all there still. And that's probably what makes funk so influential, because it doesn't have to stay the same to remain recognizable. And before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
This one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival, Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver, alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
All right. Now, we're now ending this episode here because we put this episode together and it shows that one musical idea can keep traveling into completely different genres. I have one more song to play before moving on to the next show. It'll be Duality by Slickback, which is from the album Attrition, which I hope I'm spelling that correctly. Well, thanks for tuning in to The Many Faces of Funk. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Have a great day. Now, here we have is Duality.
producer.